This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is the Lombardi Line with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher on VSiN.
Right down the Lincoln Highway to tell you about BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, the sponsor of the Lombardi Line here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. It's simple. Go to BetMGM.com or download the app. Again, it's been reconfigured, so the in-game experience is awesome. If you're in town, they're in Nevada. Stop by any MGM property, bring your state-issued ID, ready to go, 21 years or older, 1-800-GAMBLER. I want to get to your power rankings as we welcome you back. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving and a weekend as we head into week 12 of the NFL. I get fired up, my man. I'm excited to sit and be sedentary for like 12 straight hours. Hey, before we get to your power rankings, these are the games, as far as the splits, that are garnering the most attention from the public, okay? 70% or more as far as tickets. How about this surprise? The Steelers, 70% of the bets over at BetMGM on Monday night against the Colts. The Seahawks, 81% of the bets hosting the Raiders today. And the Ravens are garnering 86% of the tickets down in Jacksonville. Anything stand out to you there? Maybe the Steelers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of Steeler love. There was a lot of Steeler love last week. Remember, that's there's two teams that are interesting in this betting world that we live in, Patrick, is the Saints. The Browns.
Yes.
That people want to bet all the time, and
Steelers
and the Steelers. They're like betting, like the people just love them. And last week that was a very popular pick that didn't really look like it was going to come through, and yet it did. So we shall see. You know, I mean, I didn't like the Steelers last week. I liked Cincinnati. That kind of came through there. But this week, there's a lot of people that seem to like it because for whatever reason, I don't know.
Canada with a goal within the first minute against Croatia. 4 years ago, Croatia, the runner-up to France at the World Cup. Canada's a pretty damn good team and a pretty feisty team. We shall see if our neighbors to the north pick up three against Croatia. Let's get to Michael Lombardi's power rankings. Here's the reason I want to bring this up as we throw up your list from the Lombardi Look Ahead. Remember the Look Ahead every Friday? If you're a VSiN Pro, you get the Look Ahead. It's my favorite article we drop, VSiN.com/subscribe. I'm throwing this up here because I'm curious where you have the 49ers. Many have the 49ers in their top three. You actually have the 49ers on your power rankings down at 9. There's a Look Ahead.
And I have them in 10th in my game codes because – remember, all my power rankings aren't subjective. My power rankings are based on 19 categories that determine winning and losing. Some of those are cumulative categories, you know, points per play. That's a cumulative category. Some of those are situational categories, red zone defense. That's a situation. So you've got to combine the three, which is essentially the element of the game. And the Niners have let's face it, they didn't get off to a great start. Now I think they're a different team. That's why I would lean towards playing them and laying the 9 points against the New Orleans Saints today, because I think they'll play the Saints well. I think they'll create Andy Dalton problems. I think the Saints will have a hard time blocking them. I think their defense is starting to get in rhythm. More importantly, I think their offense is playing with great confidence. By the way, I would love to have did you see Steve Young's commentary on Jimmy Garoppolo?
What did he say?
He just basically said that it's the best, you know, he's saved their season. You know,
I think
and
he's
that,
been great. Honestly,
Jimmy,
I do.
You know, I mean, it's been really good. I mean, you know, he's been, and it's the perfect offense for him to be in. He throws the ball well in the middle of the field. You know, they can run it a little bit. You don't have to, you know, he's got to protect the ball. He understands that. I think he's going to make mistakes like all quarterbacks do. But when you look at what they've done the last 2 weeks since they've kind of got into this rhythm, they've posted, you know, 387 yards of offense 2 weeks in a row. And 2 weeks in a row, they've done 230 yards of passing. They do that, they're always going to get 150 yards rushing. They're going to be pretty good. The key is they've only turned the ball over one time in the last 3 weeks.
It's a super weird team if you look at the schedule and the way it's played out. Listen, remember, confounding losses to the Bears, the Broncos, and the Falcons. Their lone win against a team with a winning record is Seattle. But Garoppolo, 15 touchdowns, only 4 picks, and an elite defense. There's a reason that people like this team moving forward. It's that defense and that defensive front and Garoppolo not turning the ball over.
Right. And so when you go back and look at it, okay, the Bear game was a wet game, bad day. They turned the ball over too many times in that game. You know, they dominate Seattle. When we thought Seattle, when they should have dominated Seattle, they win by 20, but we didn't think Seattle was any good at that time. They lose 11-10 ball game against Denver. You know, and that was a struggle. You give up 11 points, you should win. They dominate the Rams the next week again. Now, the Rams aren't a good team. And then they dominate Carolina. Then they're all beat up. They have nobody left, and they go into Atlanta. They stayed out there. They go to Atlanta. Then they got to play the Chiefs all beat up. And the Chiefs whoop them. And then they come back against the Rams before the bye week. Now, since the bye week, they have played really good football. They have played really good football. And last week, even though they gave up a bunch of yards to the Cardinals, you know, in the second half, they were still always in control of that game and walk away with a 28-point victory against the Cardinals. I mean, look, this Saint team's going to have to protect the football, and I think Andy Dalton against pressure will always make mistakes.
The Saints have yet to cover a road game, one of the disappointing teams of the 32, failing to cover by an average of 7.3 points in the process. So the Saints have been a letdown. I wonder if we start to see or hear rumblings of Winston. I want to set you up quickly on the number. You mentioned it. San Francisco's laying 9. That's a big number with the Saints in town. 43.5 on the total.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a reason, you know, Dalton turns the ball over, but yet we're not going to see Winston who turns the ball over, right? And so that's going to be the issue, too, here. And, look, they might get Armstead back. He was listed as doubtful this week. So, But they're definitely going to have Samuel says he's going to play. Whereas the Saint team is still beat up. I mean, this Saint team has got injuries all over the place. Mark Ingram's questionable with a knee injury. They've got guys out all over. Panning, the left tackle, who's supposed to be in there, he's not going to play. He's out with a foot injury. So, you know, I mean, he's still on IR. So I just think, to me, you know, I don't know if they go back to Winston. They have to run that six-back Dalton. Then they bring in, you know, they bring in the running back, and they change things up a little bit all the time. And I think it's very challenging for them. And, you know, and look, they're just not good enough. I mean, their skill set on offense isn't quite good enough for them to do what they need to do against a team like the San Francisco, who's going to make them play left-handed. I mean, Taysom Hill can only do so when he comes in the game. He's not going to be able to change the course. More importantly, Patrick, defensively they haven't been good. That's been the big thing. They have been really bad against pass defense.
Yeah, you nailed it. They've been remarkably disappointing. It's almost like Allen taking his focus away, even though, you know, he still focuses on the defense. You're losing a piece of that team's identity. It hasn't gelled this year for whatever reason.
No, it just hasn't come together. And they haven't gotten Kamara kind of involved in how they need to do it. Now, look, you know, they'll move the ball, but against San Francisco, it's not about one drive. It's about two or three. And they turn the ball over. They don't create turnovers, and they turn the ball over, which becomes a real problem.
I'll simplify it. Feels like a difference in
what
the trenches.
What is that weather?
It feels like Dalton could struggle against this front of the 49ers.
I would think he would, you know, and I think if you're taking the 9, if you're laying the 9, I think that's what you're saying. You're saying Dalton's going to turn this ball over because, You could say, well, one thing we learned about week 12 of the season, when teams have shown that they turn the ball over, they turn the ball over.
No concern coming back from the altitude, Mexico City, a little bit of a short rest. No concern.
I'm sure they're probably ready to go. I mean, I think, you know, that front is good to go, and they've got depth, and they rotate their players, and then they were ahead of that game. I think they've got enough rest. They should be sharp.
They probably have.
But you know what's interesting about this game?
Go ahead.
What's interesting about this game is on my board, only 17% of the people are betting the 49ers. The money. That's all they have. Everybody's betting the Saints, and yet the line has kind of stayed the same.
BetMGM's reporting a 50-50 split, Saints 49ers. So for what it's worth, that's BetMGM. The 49ers are probably ready to go. They got electrolytes. Like you trying to battle off on the third level there, COVID, with the electrolytes, trying to rejuvenate.
Yeah.
The 49ers coming back from the altitude there in Mexico City. Okay, we can start this cap, and then we'll continue when we come back. I mentioned the Seahawks. 81% of the bets over at BetMGM on in the tickets on the Seahawks hosting the Raiders. Set you up on the number. Again, don't worry about the time. We'll come back and finish the cap. Seattle's laying 4 with Vegas in town in a total of 47.5.
Well, look, Vegas can move the football. I mean, they're the only team to score points on the Denver defense this year. I mean, they scored 22 and 32 on the Denver defense. They moved the ball. They protected the ball really well. You know, and what we saw the Bucs do was run the ball on Seattle, which, you know, some teams, Arizona tried to run the ball and they did. They fell behind. But Arizona couldn't throw the ball on them and they turned the ball over too much. The challenge in this game for the Raiders is, can they stop Seattle? Can they stop the Seattle offense with Kenneth Walker running the football and those receivers? Because we know that the Raiders are not a great defensive team, that the Raiders are going to struggle to get off the field. They're going to have to control this football 35 minutes. They have to run it, control it, play really well on the road, not get false starts, not get second and 15s, and get behind the down and distance. They can move the ball on Seattle. The problem's going to be, can they stop Seattle? And I was surprised the line was as light as it was, because for me, in my power rankings, I had this line as a 6.8 game, and the line came out at 3.5. I was really surprised because, you know, what Seattle's been able to do is they put, other than the Tampa game, they put together some really good numbers. I had this as a 6.94 game, Seattle at 3.5. Now it's gone to 4. I thought this line would have moved a little bit towards Seattle. It hasn't.
Can I throw a prop at you quickly? Walker, right around 75 yards rushing as far as his prop. This is a Raiders team. You know they've given up an average of right around 123 per. It feels like a Walker game.
If you're going to play Seattle and lay the points, you play Walker, because Seattle wants to run the ball. Seattle wants to run the football. And look, let's face it. I mean, this Raider rush defense, I mean, they're 16th in the league in yards per attempt allowed against them, but they'll give up yards. There's no doubt. I think they'd rather give up yards to Walker than they would give up yards to DK Metcalf and the other guys down the field.
Good pace. We're clipping along. Kyle Allen's in for Houston at Miami. We'll get to that. Plus, got a big one on Sunday night. Rodgers, Green Bay at Philly. It's the Lombardi Line.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Okay, you can get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app, and use the code HORSE200 when signing up. You get $10 instantly, plus you get 100% match on your first deposit up to $200. You got wagering at over 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. The First Bet app is the easiest way to bet on your favorite sports, secure payments, attentive customer service, and a reliable website. For more details, it's vsin.com/horses. That's vsin.com/horses. And while we're at it, just an aside, World Cup matches, as we continue with the month-long grind there in Qatar, you can find World Cup betting guide over at vsin.com/subscribe as well. Okay, we're going to throw up your top five quarterbacks from your Lombardi look ahead. Just as a teaser, one of those in the mix is going to be Geno. Can you remember, in your experience, a player? Maybe it's Gannon. Maybe it's you guys bringing Gannon over and popping like this, but this is a quite a late career flourishment here for Geno Smith.
You know, but, you know, Rich was in Minnesota with Sean Salisbury. And Denny Green was going back and forth with the GOAT guys. Then, you know, he got injured and he ended up kind of bouncing around and he ends up on Washington's practice squad, Washington's team. And then he played for Washington at the end of the year with Marty Schottenheimer, that 1 year in Washington, and played well. And then he gets into, that's how he gets to Kansas City. And then he got healthy. And then they fit the offense. Well, we never have seen this with Geno, right? So Geno's been undercover for a while. And, you know, who would have known this? I think even the Seattle Seahawks front office thought that perhaps this was going to be more of a Drew Locke scenario. So, you know, I'm surprised by it. I mean, it's impressive. I'm happy for him because he is, you know, he's worked hard to do it, you know, and he's matured himself and he's been able to come in there and make the plays. And in this offense, they are running. They truly are running this the Rams offense from when Jared Goff was there. Bootlegs, under, submarines, cross boots, all those things. And he's made some really great throws with accuracy. You can't deny it. He's made some really good throws. And, you know, they're able to run the football. They're seventh in the league in yards per attempt, which is critical. They're fifth in the league in rushing yards per attempt. So they can run it and throw it.
Wonderful story of perseverance by Geno Smith. Kind of a 10-year grind here, and he gets the time to shine. I think it's a great story coming out of Seattle. A couple things here. You know, the Raiders quietly kind of got back on track against Denver offensively. What's wild about them, and you have Seattle coming off the bye, so they're rested. They're laying four with the Raiders in town. The Raiders are so confounding, as you know, intimately. They've committed the fewest turnovers, seven of any team, but they've also forced the fewest takeaways. So again, we point to defense.
They're just not good. They're defensive personnel. I mean, when you break it down and you look at all the missing pieces to their team that should have occurred in those drafts aren't there. And, you know, Crosby's a really good player. And Chandler Jones hasn't been to the level I think they need him to be. But they played better defensively last week than they had pretty much all season. They only gave up 320. Now, I know you can make fun of the Denver offense, but, you know, they were able to get some stops, which is not easy for them to do. Because going back to before that game, I mean, everybody was getting 400 yards on them. Indy, bad offense. Jacksonville, 403. You know, New Orleans put 367 on them, and New Orleans had shut them out 24-0. You know, but and Houston put 400 yards on them. So you got to go back a while to see them play really well defensively. It's going to be a huge challenge for them. They can't play from behind here. They've got to get Jacobs. They can't make this a 40-pass game. Jacobs is the key to what they do. They've got to be able to run the football, and he did last week, and they've got to stay balanced. They can't fall behind, and they've got to do a much better job of converting third down. They're 24th in the league in third down conversions. Now, Seattle's 27th in allowing third down. Seattle changed what they do defensively. They're saying, okay, we're going to be really basic defensively. We're not going to get a lot of creativity. We're not going to make mistakes. We're going to play hard and try to play fast. And it's worked for them. It's worked for them, but it didn't work for them against a guy like Brady, who knew what they were in and knew what they could do. And Brady moved the ball and ran the ball up and down the field. I think the Raiders will move the football. They just can't get the game away from them. They've got to stay attached.
Late night, a get-right spot for bettors, Green Bay at Philly. Philly's laying 6.5. Your top five quarterbacks, of course, Aaron Rodgers and Jalen Hurts, just as we predicted. Jalen Hurts is in the top five. Aaron Rodgers is not. Philly's laying 6.5 tonight, hosting Green Bay.
Well, I mean, Jalen Hurts has played well. I mean, there's no denying it. He's played well. I thought he's improved in the pocket with his awareness. He's not been as erratic as a passer in terms of his accuracy. And we learned as this week has gone on that Rodgers' thumb is bad. He's playing with an injury that's hard to control the football. And it's obvious by watching him play. You know, it's obvious by watching him play that it's hard for him to throw the ball. Look, the key to this game, to me, is Green Bay has to take the same approach that Washington took. Body punch, body punch, body punch. Run the ball. Use the two best players we have on our offense, A.J. Dillon and Aaron Jones, and run the ball. And then let Aaron convert third downs if they want to play zone. And find some man-to-man matchups that we can win when they want to play man-to-man. And just keep the ball away from Philadelphia and convert those third downs. And if they can do that, they've got a chance. But are they fast enough on defense to handle the six-back offense? That's the problem. That's the real issue. I mean, last week against Tennessee, they gave up 320 yards passing. You know, the week before, they gave up 160 yards rushing to Dallas. I mean, Detroit, you know, as good as Detroit is offensively, Detroit didn't move the ball on them. I mean, they should have won the Detroit game. They just turned the ball over three times.
Conversely, Rodgers is going to have a tough time throwing against this Eagles defense. By the way, the Eagles are 9-1 for just the fourth time in the Super Bowl era. 80-9-1. 04-9-1 and 17-9-1. What's the theme? All three seasons they made it to the Super Bowl. Oh my goodness. Fly Eagles fly, bird gang, Lombardi.
Yeah, I mean, look, they got the next two home games, they got Green Bay and Tennessee coming in. So, you know, tonight's gonna be a big game for them. And then they've got their road trip. They face the Giants, Chicago, and then Christmas Eve is Dallas. I mean, let's face it, we've said this all year. They're playing Gonzaga schedule. So don't let the 9-1 fool you. What I found fascinating this week is Vinny said that he's lowered the power ranking for them. You know, I really haven't done that. I mean, their numbers are still consistently good. And their game code numbers now, they haven't been as dominant in the area, but they're still in the top echelon of all the areas. But they're, you know, there are 10 areas, they're in the top 7. There are 3 in the bottom, and they don't have any weaknesses. Whereas Green Bay has 1 strength. They have 2 good and 8 bad. So this is really a bad matchup for Green Bay. But Green Bay with Rodgers, if they play the way Washington played and they get a few stops and maybe the weather will help them, a slower track, that can help. It's always hard to get used to it because if you're playing that run, you've got to be able to tackle A.J. Brown on the outside.
Washington +2 turnover differential against Philly as well. To beat Philly, you got to have some things go your way. You got to get some turnovers. You got to make something happen. And that's what Green Bay is going to have to do today. There's no doubt. Can you quickly give me your Lombardi line on the Sunday night matchup, Green Bay at Philly? What's your number?
I had it at 10.1. And
okay, so there's some wiggle.
You know, but my Philly numbers have been off a little bit. And that's where you've got to be as a handicapper. You've got to reevaluate your numbers. And that's why I use the game codes quite a bit, because I think it kind of balances itself off, because the numbers are a little bit, they can be misleading because sometimes you get a number that's off. And you've got to be able to understand that and say, okay, they haven't played well in the last, I mean, the last 3 weeks from November 3rd until the Colt game, they have not played their best football. And offensively, sure, they have not been explosive. They've turned the ball over 7 times in those 3 games.
Great pace today, Mr. Lombardi. We've got 1 to go. Remember, we've got Thomas Gable coming up in about 4 minutes. Then we're going to run the board as we do every season here on the Lombardi Line to close it out. Headed to Brent Musburger. One more. Give me a 2-minute cap on this one. Kyle Allen's in for Houston. They're at Miami, and Miami's laying 14, a big number.
Huge number. I mean, Houston's problems start with their offensive line. They turn the ball over. Davis Mills didn't make throws. I mean, this Miami team is not great defensively, but they're hard to block up front. Chubb had some rest. They've got some time. The real issue is if you're going to play Tampa 2 like they're going to against Miami, you got to be able to hold up in the run. And Miami showed a willingness to want to run the football. And if they run the ball like they did last week with Wilson and those backs that they have down there, and they take away the big explosive play, you know, it's going to be an easy pitch and catch game for Tua. It's going to be an easy pitch and catch game for Tua. They're going to need a turnover. It's going to be hard. Houston is not a talented team. They have no area of strength. Like, when I look at this game and I break this game down, like, there's no area where Houston, you say, wow, they're really improving. They've made strides. Miami has. Now, Miami's got four areas of weakness. Houston has no has 14 areas of weakness. Think about that, Patrick. 14. Wow. So, you know, they're not good. They haven't been good. Their defense is back to a time when nobody plays Tampa 2, you know, but they're going to play Tampa 2, and there's going to be throws that Tua's going to make. It's going to be a pretty easy pitch and catch day. I thought the line would go even higher. I would be more inclined to take Miami, you know, especially if this was in Houston, I would lean towards taking Houston. But in Miami with the heat, humidity, it won't bother Houston as much. But I think that the pace of the game will. Kyle Allen has prone to turn the ball over, and that's what Miami's going to live with.
I mean, barring a lapse of judgment after the Week 11 bye, Miami, look, they ran the ball for 195 yards against Cleveland. What are they going to do against the worst rush defense in Houston? Maybe simplify the game plan, get the hell out of there with a win, and advance to 8-3 for the Dolphins. When we come back, he hit his Des Moines special yesterday. Thomas Gable from behind the book there at the Borgata joins us.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
I was just doing some shopping at the VSiN store during the break. You can too. Cyber Monday offer is available today on Sunday. How about that? Early. VSiN.com/subscribe. Become a VSiN Pro. Remember, when you become a VSiN Pro, you get $30 in credit to spend at the VSiN store, but you get everything we offer, every guide, including the World Cup, Michael Lombardi's look ahead, exclusive articles, and we send you picks to your inbox every single day. It's that good. Go to VSiN.com/subscribe. Also, you get the betting splits, which we discuss prominently here on the Lombardi Line. As we welcome you back, Michael Lombardi there in Jersey, we're going to run the board coming up in just a bit and head to Brent Musburger with Countdown to Kickoff coming up next. Right now, we head out to the Borgata, Atlantic City, and say hi to our partner who runs the race and sports book at the Borgata. It's Thomas Gable. By the way, Michael, yesterday Thomas Gable gave us, for his Des Moines play, he gave us under Kent State, Houston, and College Hoops. The total was 135. Combined, the team scored 93 points. So an easy cash for TG. How about that?
That's so good. I love TG. It's so love good. The college. Dabble in college, that college Hoops. Fast. Love it.
Mr. College Hoops. Hi, Thomas. Congratulations. How are you?
Good morning. And Michael, did you get the email from Patrick this morning on his Christmas wish list? He named a number of things from the VSiN store in that wish list that he wanted to get. Yeah.
I know he did. I know.
Yeah. I was begging for the $30 credit, but I'll spend it. I'm okay with it. VSiN.com/subscribe. Great job, TG. How'd we do yesterday? LSU losing, of course. Clemson losing. It was an exciting day in college football.
It was an exciting day. We had the Notre Dame game. It kind of came down to that game for us. We lost the decision on Oregon State. You saw that move. That line moved dramatically. I think Oregon State went off as the 1-point favorite and obviously came away a winner in that. So we lost a bit on that one. And then the Notre Dame USC game, really the kind of the day came down to that because we had a decent sized decision there. Ended up needing Notre Dame. A lot of Notre Dame early money throughout the week, and but everybody seemed last night was taking USC and laying the 4.5. So didn't go our way ultimately in college football yesterday, but today's a new day.
We'll fight back. Look at yes. He sounds dejected, so I want him to get in a better mood. How about rain? Rain always lifts people's spirits, and there's going to be a lot of in Jersey today. Trevor Siemian and Mike White, what do you got on the number there?
Yeah, battle of the backups here at the Meadowlands. Jets are laying 7 right now. Totals only 38.5 in that game, down from the opener 42. Jets opened as 6-point favorites. They've been bet up to 7. Obviously with no Fields there for the Bears, but not much difference, I don't think, really, in this Jets power ranking between Wilson and White. There's not much of a difference that I put between those two quarterbacks. So obviously we take the Jets money here, and ticket count and money is certainly on the Jets at Borgata, but you know, I'm sure other books probably a little bit more balanced than what we have. But yeah, we're probably going to need the Bears.
Yeah, it's funny in the contest, Thomas. The Bears were listed as a 4.5, I think, point dog here, and you know, obviously that was predicated on, you know, they thought Fields wasn't going to play, and the market just went crazy getting up to 7 that quickly. I thought it would come back down. Do you think it'll close at 6.5 in your shop?
No, we're not going to go back to 6.5. We'll stay 7 for sure. But I think market-wide on that game, I mean, you are seeing some 6.5s out there. We are 7, though. But yeah, I mean, you can hunt around if you still want the Jets to lay the 6.5 there. There's certainly 6.5s out there.
Give me a game you're going to need, maybe an imbalance game. I've got BetMGM reporting the Ravens collecting 86% of the bets, and then I've got the Seahawks hosting the Raiders collecting 81% of the bets. Are you on par there?
Seahawks are definitely a popular play today for us. They're currently laying 3.5. In that game, and this is one where I think this is almost a do or die game here for the Raiders. It, you know, there's still, I guess, a glimmer of hope there that they can turn this season around. They need this game very badly, but the defense for the Raiders has been a real letdown for them, and you certainly expect coming off the bye for Pete Carroll to be ready, and then with what you've seen with Kenneth Walker there and Geno Smith, that the Seahawks should be able to move the ball on this Raiders defense. And it's going to come down to whether Derek Carr can make some plays. I mean, the Seahawks defense has been better, but I think that the Raiders should be able to also move the ball on them. I mean, they're kind of a middle-of-the-road defense at this point overall for Seattle. But, yeah, the public is definitely on Seattle today.
You know, the thing that we, you know, Tampa's coming back, Jacksonville, Tampa, all those teams that had the bye, these teams that have had bye, they have started slow. You know, that gives the Raiders a little bit of advantage if Seattle starts slow. But if Seattle gets the lead, the Raiders have to run Jacobs to keep this game close. And if they have to play from behind, it'll be really challenging.
Yeah, I mean, and Jacobs has been certainly a big bright spot for them. But, you know, and he should be able to run on this Seattle defense. But again, to your point, they need to stay in front and not be playing from behind.
We have been fascinated with Cincinnati and Tennessee. It's down to 1. It was, you know, Cincinnati laying 2.5 yesterday. Where are you sitting with Cincy at Tennessee?
Yeah, so we're down to 1 as well. And again, you're seeing some Titans love here from the bettors. They are certainly getting bad. It's almost a 2-to-1 ticket count in their favor here at Borgata. So you are seeing Titans money. They've been playing well. They are certainly in the driver's seat for their division. And, you know, Vrabel, I mean, listen, you can't argue with the fact that this is one of the best coaches in the NFL.
No doubt. No doubt. I mean, the guy just, and I would be surprised if he just doesn't continue this trend. I mean, you know, Zach Wilson, if you're playing this game, you're saying Zach Wilson, I mean, for him to do what he did in Green Bay against Zach Wilson, you got to feel like that's a good thing. Now, let's get to the elephant in the room. We know that the Eagles are already in the Super Bowl. Are you surprised no one's taking the Eagles and laying this, that line move to 6.5, TG?
Yeah, moved to 6.5. So we actually opened the Eagles 7-point favorites and took a limit bet there on Green Bay right away and moved to 6.5. Haven't moved off 6.5. The Eagles, listen, I think what you have seen from them the last 3 weeks, this is a team that, one, they're missing Dallas Goedert, and they're going to continue to miss Dallas Goedert. He's the security blanket for Jalen Hurts. I don't think people make a big enough deal about just what him not being on the field for the Eagles means to that offense overall. Him just being on the field opens up A.J. Brown, opens up Devontae Smith. Now that he's absent, it's a different offense there, and they're going to have to get back to running the ball. And I you know, we'll see if that's the game plan from Sirianni and company here tonight. But, yeah, right now Eagles laying 6.5 here And pretty evenly bet, though, at 6.5, I'll say that.
Any truth to the rumor you wore your Randall Cunningham jersey to work today?
No, that's still in the closet.
I didn't think so. rain-soaked Washington today, at least before the game, so we shall see. Like Michael said, that FedEx likes to accumulate with the moisture. I've got Washington laying 4 with Atlanta in town, but maybe a shop going to 3, 3.5 as far as DraftKings.
Yeah, we are 3.5 here as well. As you said, that's a game that's kind of bouncing around here between 4 and 3.5. There are some, actually, I think most of the people are at, most of the shops are 4 right now. But, we're seeing a little bit more Commanders money here. I'll tell you, the total in that, in the first half, we took some sharp play there to the under 20, which is the first half total in that game. That sharp money just came in. But total overall for the game, 40.5. But again, right now, ticket count and money certainly favoring the Commanders.
Hey, TG, real quick, what's your first half of line for the Jet-Bear game?
Jets-Bears first half, we are at Jets laying 3.5. The total is 19.
What's that say to you, Michael?
I would take 19. The Jets in the first half. I think the Jets will have to start out fast. I think as the weather gets bad, it becomes a little bit more problematic with the spread. But I would think the Jets would have to start off fast with White and get some confidence going.
Last one, rotation 267, Chargers at Arizona. Murray will play. Are you 2.5 with the Chargers or 3 at the Borgata?
So this game is interesting. It opened Chargers line 4.5, down to 2.5 right now. And you're seeing market-wide, you're seeing some threes out there. But again, if you're looking to bet the Chargers, look for that 2.5 right now.
Perfect. The Borgata, he runs the Racing Sportsbook. It's Thomas Gable. Thank you, TG. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, guys. TG.
Okay, have a great day. We're going to run the board. Michael, I've got 1, 2, 3 official Lombardi plays as well. That's next here at Lombardi Line.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
You're listening to The Lombardi Line on VSiN, featuring former NFL executive Michael Lombardi. Now, once again, here's Patrick Maher.
Betting's premier loyalty program is BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Remember, you wager at BetMGM, you earn BetMGM reward points. You can turn those, convert them into free bets. Airfare, travel, hotel stays in Vegas. It's a great deal. It's the best program in the business. BetMGM.com or download the app, 1-800-GAMBLER. You got to be 21 years or older. And just a quick shout out to the daily newsletter. I haven't done it, but Michael and I both wake up with it. It's great. What Bill AD does is there's a clever write-up And today's write-up is brought to you by Brent Musburger. But then below it, he gives you those links that makes it easy to navigate. So if you want to take a look at Lombardi's Look Ahead, that's embedded in the daily newsletter. And remember, that's for free. Just go to VSiN.com and enter your email address. Okay. My favorite part of the show, we run the board. I've got you with three official plays, so we're going to hold on to those for the end of the show. I'm not going to start until you tell me you're ready. So you tell me you're ready, and we'll go.
I'm ready to go, man. Whenever you want to do, I'm ready to do it here.
I hope you are. I hope you are. Okay, let's go. 251 on your rotation. Baltimore's at Jacksonville. Baltimore is laying 3.5 and a total of 43.
You know, this is always a game that I think a lot of people are on. A lot of sharps are on Jacksonville. A lot of people are taking it. Taking Jacksonville, playing at home, coming off the bye week. I just think Baltimore's playing better. Now, I know Ronnie Stanley's not at left tackle and at their offensive line, but I think they'll run the football here. You know, and I felt like I had this as a 4.87 game. I'm going to take Baltimore here in this game. I think Baltimore's a good team. I think they're improving in a lot of categories. I think their game codes tell me this would be a play for me. It's not an official play for me, but I like Baltimore here. A lot of people taking Jacksonville, though.
Yep. Lombardi line matches up pretty much exactly with the market there. Baltimore laying 3.5, his number 4. Denver at Carolina. We kind of glanced over it. Sam Darnold in for Carolina. This is a pick'em down in Charlotte.
I like Carolina here a lot, and not because my son works there, full disclosure. I just think, to me, if they get any play out of their quarterback, I think they'll be able to create problems for the Denver offense and maybe turn the ball over and give themselves a chance here to win the game. And Darnold's going to come back. He's healthy. They'll get some movement out of the quarterback position. They'll get some professional throws. He's just got to protect the ball. But, you know, there was a time where this was 2.5. Now it's down. I think a lot of people like Carolina here. I have this as a very close game. I had it at 2.47. I'm staying with Carolina. Obviously, I'm rooting for Carolina, but I think this Bronco team, their injury level, where they are defensively, and their whole demeanor. I mean, they've been beaten up so long, it's just so hard.
Okay, this is a reminder, and Brent Musburger will remind you as well. Remember, don't place a bet until you've checked out the weather. We've got a lot of rain. We've got a lot of wind today. Carolina's going to have some wind. So just a note on making sure before you place your bet, check the weather. Atlanta, Washington is an official Michael Lombardi play. I'll skip it. Tampa Bay, Cleveland, distinction here. If you want to lay the 3 with Tampa Bay, you can. If you want to take the 3.5 with Cleveland, shop for that number. I'll give you 3 with Tampa laying it.
I'm going to take Tampa. Look, call me a Brady lover. I am. Call me a Brady enthusiast. I am. I believe in Brady. I'm from the church of Brady. I believe in him, and I think he's going to play well today. And I have no feeling that Cleveland, maybe they'll run the ball. I think Todd Bowles will have his defense ready to go against this Cleveland team. And I think Brissett will struggle. He'll have to make some plays like he always has to do. Has a hard time doing it. Couldn't beat Atlanta. Couldn't beat the Chargers. You know, has a hard time making plays when he has to. I like Tampa here today.
Forgive those who trespass against something like that, Brady. The next one is Cincinnati, Tennessee. That's an official play from Michael. I'm going to save it. Next one up, Houston, Kyle Allen under center. Miami is laying 14. This is a big number.
Yeah, and I had it at 10.47. You know, early in the week it was 13.5, got bet up to the 2 touchdowns. I'm going to take Miami here. I just don't see where Houston's going to be able to get off the field. There's too many easy throws in the middle of the field against Tampa, too. You know, I don't think, unless Jerry Hughes makes a huge play or they find a way to play better defense, which they haven't all season, you know, I think Kyle Allen is going to have to protect the football. I would take Miami and lay the 14.
Rain and more rain, battle of the backups in Jersey. Simeon White, Chicago, New York Jets. The Jets are laying 6.5.
I mean, I had this as a 6.82 game, so I would take the Jets here. I think this has got to be careful here because of the weather, because of the turnovers. I think when you change offenses dramatically, like Chicago has to do from a six-back offense to a traditional pro offense, I think it's going to be hard. Chicago's offensive line, 32nd in the league in pass protection. They're going to have a hard time blocking today.
Okay. Vegas is at Seattle, and Seattle's laying 4.
You know, I'm surprised more people aren't on Seattle. I thought this line wasn't the right line all week. I would take Seattle here. I think it's going to be a hard game for Vegas because Vegas is going to have to stop the two things, stop the run, stop the pass. They'll devote a lot of energy to stopping the big play. This is going to come down to Carr's ability to convert on third down. They didn't do it well last week. It's a hard game. It's a hard matchup for Las Vegas. I hope they win. I'm rooting for them, but I'm going to take Seattle on the points.
I'll give you a tough matchup. Well, I'll save it. How about this one first? Let's go Chargers at the Cardinals, and the Chargers are laying 2.5.
I'm going to take the Cardinals here. I mean, I think this is their last stand game. I mean, this is it for them. And everybody thinks the Chargers are just this dynamically great team. I love Herbert. I don't think he has a lot of weapons. But there's always a game the Chargers play better than you think. Philadelphia, going back earlier, at home. You know, everybody says they don't play well at home. They had Philly. Philly had to kick a late field goal to win that game. I think the Chargers, I think Murray's rested. I think he'll give this Charger defense some trouble.
Yeah, anybody dogging Herbert's just embarrassing themselves. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean,
this is a
joke.
Tough matchup.
Come on.
Yeah, let's not even go there. Perkins, tough matchup for the Rams and Bryce Perkins at Kansas City. A big number here, 15.5 with Kansas City laying it.
I mean, look, I'd lay it. I've been in these situations before. They just, to me, there's nothing on Sean McVay's call sheet that he likes. What's he going to call? And once the first quarter's over, there's nothing left for the Ram offense. He's got no more plays left. He's used them all. He's got to come back and repeat them because he's changed offense tremendously. There's nothing that they can center themselves on. And the longer the game goes, the harder it becomes. And if the Chiefs score early like they're capable of doing, and Andy Reid puts the pressure on them, this thing tends to fall apart.
Okay, last lean, then we'll get to your three official plays. Green Bay, Philly. Philly's laying 6.5.
I like Green Bay here. I think, look, I have this as a 10-point game. I think my line on Philly's wrong. I think Green Bay will play him. I think Rodgers will make some throws in this game. I think Philly will win the game, but I think it's a closer game than that.
Official play, you're going to lay the 4 with Washington hosting Atlanta.
Yeah. I am because I think the weather helps Washington. I think it helps Washington, and I think they protect the football, and I think it's going to put a lot of pressure on the Atlanta offense to throw it. And if they have to throw it, they'll make a mistake.
You are taking the 1.5 with Tennessee hosting Cincinnati.
I mean, I was taking this all week long. I saw this coming from afar. Look, I like Cincinnati last week. They were in a dogfight against Pittsburgh on the road. This is their second road game. I think Tennessee's rested. They're tough. I think they'll take advantage of an offensive line that isn't very good for Cincinnati.
Let's be clear. Early in the week when you loved it, you could have got 2.5, 3 potentially with Tennessee. Always important to time the market and make sure that you're getting the best of it. The last one, you're going to lay the 9 with San Francisco hosting New Orleans.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to be in the 16th percentile based on my board. Nobody's taking the 49ers this week, it seems like. I mean, a lot of the sharp money's coming in on New Orleans. I don't trust New Orleans to protect the football. I think there's another gear San Francisco's going to hit, and I think they're starting to hit it. It's like I've said before, we were 4-4 in 2002, and all of a sudden we hit a gear. We beat Denver on Monday night, and then it took off. I think the San Francisco team's going to take off.
Okay. So again, official plays for Michael Lombardi. Washington laying 4. You can find these. They get emailed to you when you become a pro. San Francisco laying 9 and Tennessee catching 1.5. We said at the beginning of the show, the onset, the theme was going to be weather, rain, wind all over the place, and quarterbacks, that kind of carousel. What else over 1.5 here stands out for you week 12, Michael?
Well, what happens if Mike White doesn't play well for the Jets today? What do they do? They go to Flacco? I mean, that's your concern, right? You know, that's what you got to be worried about. And, you know, I mean, like Kyle Allen doesn't play well, you're not really worried, you know, because you'll go back to, because nobody's been playing well. So do you go to Flacco? I think that's the concern. And I think it's to see, where is Tampa today? Is Brady better? Are the Bucs back? Because they can take over this division if they win today. Washington, they cannot let this slip away. This is their moment. They got a big game next week. They got to take care of this game. It's a huge game for Washington. I think there's so many fun games to watch at 1 o'clock. And look, Steve Wilks, I think Steve Wilks will become the Carolina next coach. I think they want to keep Steve Wilks in Carolina. I think if he can find a way to win these kind of games, which I think he can, I think the players are behind him. There's no denying it. I think the players are behind him. I think they've played better defensively. I think it's key for him. And if he wins this one, if Darnold plays well, I think he'll win it.
He certainly has that presence. Doesn't seem like an intern, right? Wilks has kind of asserted himself.
He's, you know, he's been there before, and he knows what happened, what messed him up in his 1 year as a head coach, and he's not going to let that happen again.
Okay, feel better. We'll be back tomorrow morning.
Thanks,
enjoy
Patrick.
The football today, Michael. Appreciate you. M. Lombardi NFL on social. Coming up next, the weatherman, the legend, Brent Musburger. Countdown to kickoff right here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.